Hi, it's Michelle. Welcome to this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will channel and a Whosoever Will podcast. Why? Because God is a Whosoever Will God. That being said, I'm hopping right in today into Psalm 23 out of the King James. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Not my name's sake, not your name's sake. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Why? Because his name is righteous. His name is righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice we're walking through and there is only a shadow, which means that there is light. There cannot be a shadow unless there's light. I will fear no evil, for you, Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We like that part, right? We like the part where we get to show off, or where God gets to show off on our behalf. But you got to remember, there's one, two, three. There's four verses of process before we get to this point. I need you to hear me on that. There's four verses of process before we get to verse 5, where the Lord shows off on our behalf. And so by the time we get to your prepared table before me in the presence of mine enemies, you anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. We like that part. But by the time we get there, a lot of why we like that has been burned off. It doesn't mean he's not going to do it and do it well. He does all things well, better than well. But for us, the showing off part, by the time we get to verse 5, we burn that off in 1 through 4. Let those who have ears to hear what I just said. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, truly, verily, most certainly, absolutely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My grandmother, who is now passed on, used to say, Michelle, I don't just want the goodness and mercy following me, I want it ahead of me too. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? When we are led of the Spirit, we can be assured of that, that it's following, that it's leading us, it's ahead of us, it's what we aspire to. But it's also the result of a process that is submitted, a life that is yielded to God in the name of Jesus by the power of his Holy Spirit unto transformation and transcendence in this life and in the life to come. I agape you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for joining me on this segment of Daily Bread with Jam. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.